I think we're in a good spot to move on to somebody named Seth.
You're a tough, foul-mouthed bitch. At least that's the only face you show. You're not tame or soft or weak like the girl that I used to know. Well, that girl's gone, and in her place there's a woman who will feel no pain. She's alone, but she feels safe as long as everybody stays away. But hurting everyone else doesn't make it better. No, hurting everyone else won't make it better. It's so hard when you try to be safe or keep mine.
That's partially because there was already someone named Seth in the archives. Rest in peace, Seth Gibbs, a.k.a. Brother Machine.
One of the great songfighters.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That guy was phenomenal. He just died at the age of, what, 36 from cancer. And it's far, far, far too young. He was something special.
Well, I listened to a lot of his songs because of the Haxorow that happened as a result.
Yes, yes.
I also saw the stuff that you posted to YouTube from some of those early Songfight live sessions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one that happened in Austin. I met him in Austin in 2004. And, you know, that was the only time that I ever shared a stage with him or hung out with him. But my God, was he a dynamo. And he, by all accounts, just this super nice guy who would open up his studio to bands. He'd record them. And when it came time to pay, it would just be, yeah, whatever you can afford, man. It's cool. You know, yeah, just very legit. So, unfortunately, naming, you know, somebody named Seth, big shoes to fill on the name. That's what I'm getting at, is that they couldn't just put Seth because there's already a Seth that was in the archives of Songfight just called Seth. So I imagine that may have to do why they named themselves the way that they did. I will say that the lyrics sound pretty bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hook is decent, though, in the chorus. But I would also say that the vocals are often flat and lifeless. No dynamics to speak of either. You know, the song starts, the song ends, and there's really no rise or fall.
Dynamics, that sounds like a challenge.
Aha, yeah, it does.
It shouldn't be.
I totally agree with you. It shouldn't be.
But, you know, that's how far we've come. I mean, I think as judges, I know we're getting a little off course here. We just wanted to hear more fucking dynamics.
Yes, and this would be the sort of song that is a reason for that. That makes sense, and I'm sorry to say it, but the ahs were awful.
How long did you practice that?
Yeah, let's just say that I was cramming for the test and listening to some of these for the first time, like mere moments before we started. So
yeah, I mean, I also wrote down that the ahs needed something to make them better, like a harmony.
Like harmony thickening.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, I had the same note, especially coming after the last one, which I thought did really well with just one voice. This one could have used vocal harmony, some backing vocals somewhere in there.
And just more layering of musical elements. It's just pretty samey throughout.
Yeah, it's not a terrible song. There is some potential there that can be worked on.
Yeah, I actually liked the song.
It lost me at the first line.
Yeah, you can't hear that word without, you know, thinking about misogyny a little bit. At least I can't.
Yeah, I was with you on that, too. And I was ready to tune out immediately upon the first line. And Mo and I were talking about this. The first lyric of a song is so incredibly important because you can easily lose your listeners in that first moment. It's like, OK, on to the next. If we weren't taking the time to listen to and review these, I might just be like, OK, I've heard enough.
Yeah,
on to the next one.
Yeah, I mean, in this particular case, I feel like it's, because it's supposed to be a device, right? He's like trying to do the thing where I'm going to give you a line and then I'm going to try to subvert that expectation.
Yeah.
The expectation that I gave you in the first line. In the very next line, like he's doing a corrective. But I don't think that that is a strong way to open a song.
No. certainly not. I don't think the concept was completely flawed overall, but it wasn't my favorite, that's for sure.
No, I mean, the concept is actually pretty simple. It's like the person who's been hurt before, and so they're like a porcupine. Okay, great. You know, like, fine. But
yeah, it's better than a literal porcupine song.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. I don't know. I mean, porcupines love too, Chumpy. I don't think you should come down to the porcupine's ability to be romantic.
I was sad that there were no references to that episode of Family Feud where it was named something that starts with the word pork and they said yupine. Like, you know, that was a thing.
I never saw that one.
Never saw that one.
It's pretty great. Name a word that comes after pork. Yupine.
Yupine.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Yeah, but I mean, I felt the lyric in general was like a really on the nose, starting from the first line and then moving right along. And it's just sort of like, maybe there's a more subtle way to go about it. Maybe there's a little bit more discovery that you can let your listener do. I don't know. I mean, because maybe that song was written for somebody specific. It sounds like it might have been, right?
Yeah.
And so maybe there's things about it that are particular to that situation and that person. And because I don't have that, maybe that's part of the reason why I don't feel that associated with it. But then that's also a problem, right? Because you can write the song for one person, but if you're going to put it out in public like that, hopefully it has more things that other people can identify with.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm not the audience for it, and that's fine too. Like,
absolutely.
Totally fine. But I thought that it was just like not another one of these.
I was also not the audience for this, though, too. So you're not alone in that respect.
Yeah. I had one other little technical note is that I thought that the drums sounded pretty good. Like, there's a lot of little rolls and nuance to the drums. I just wish it was a little bit louder because I felt like I was struggling to hear the drums in places. But
yeah, I thought the arrangement in general was like, I mean, it was okay, but it was just wasn't that interesting. There was nothing special about it.
What do you got, Ryan? Anything?
Oh, I think we've covered most of it. And I think, you know, with lyrics like this that are critical and accusatory, it's kind of a hard sell. And what I like in these kind of lyrics is a little bit more ambiguity. So I like to be able to think that maybe the person is talking about themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, clearly not the case here.
Yeah. Like there's a song, who's it by? John Wesley Harding. I haven't listened to the song in ages, but there's a song by him called You're an Angel. She's an Angel. It's called She's an Angel. And it's all, you know, she's an angel and you're no good. And he could be talking about, you know, a couple, but he also could be talking about himself. And I really like that. And it's really sort of, you know, ambiguous. It's a little, you're not sure exactly who he's attacking in this. And I would have preferred that in this, I think. But instead, it's all, you know, she's the problem or the other person is the problem.
And a lot of times the person that's doing the pointing in that case may want to look in a mirror.
Yeah, they're the problem.
Yep.
Yeah. So
I'm glad that I'm not the only one who got that from that song, because that was where my head was as well.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, if there's any element of it that's supposed to be satirical or parodic, you need to punch up and not punch down. It needs to feel like you're punching up and not punching down. And this song felt like he was punching down to me.
Big time.
Yeah. Yeah. When Jerkatorium covered Today's the Day, we altered a lot of the lyrics.
I had such a hard time with that one because, yeah, I was asked to do that as part of a Kickstarter, and the lyrics, I had a real hard time with that.
Yeah, no, we just changed a bunch of the lyrics because, you know, the part about your sister, that's kind of rapey. And so we changed that. The bitch, we changed that totally. We got rid of that. And, you know, for us anyway, we felt a lot better about it. But it was still, you know, kind of like this. It was accusing somebody else of being the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm never usually a big fan of that.